लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today it's a kind of new episode because I have a new person here from a new, let's say, crew creative side once. I've never had one like him before, so I'm very happy that he said, yeah, I will join your podcast. And he's a CEO. I will ask him if he's also a billionaire, like in the verticals. We will see. But he's the CEO of Snow Story Productions, so a production company of verticals. And I'm very happy to have him. And I'm saying hello to Austin Herring. Welcome to my podcast.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. And to answer your question, I am definitely not a billionaire. Not anywhere close. Sorry. I know it's a big disappointment.
So it's a bit myth being a CEO. Billionaire? No, not in real life.
Sure,
only in verticals.
Some CEOs, I'm sure, are billionaires, but not me. Not, and certainly not all of them.
No, makes sense. So, as I said, you are from Snow Story Productions.
Correct.
That's I saw. You know, when I was a bit stalking your Instagram profile, and I saw you produced so many great shows, I really loved. So,
oh, good.
That's so good.
And which were your favorites? Which were the ones that you really loved?
The country. No, what was it? I'm sorry. I have to check. I'm always so bad in the titles. Sorry for that. The country on Alta TV with Jackson Tiller, the country CEO
and the country girl.
I love this one.
Oh, good. I love it too.
Know,
it's one of our best.
It wasn't a storyline so different. Okay, it was a CEO and stuff like that, but
right,
not the classic super biggie mention, you know.
Right.
A mention we saw in 10 verticals before and not the classic one. Oh, 40 episodes, banquet scene, shit. Sorry.
Right. It's a very cute one. It's very fun. I think it's shot really well. And of course, Jackson and Meg are, you know, two of the biggest stars in verticals for a reason. They're very, very good. Their chemistry was great.
Yeah, their chemistry is so good. It's so good. Yeah. So when I saw that you produced that, I was, oh, yeah, I need him in my podcast because, you know, sometimes it's a bit different to speak with, let's say, production companies or platforms or stuff like that, because some of them cannot take any, positive critic in a way. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know if you know that I'm doing every month with the five big review ladies a monthly recap episode where we talk about verticals that dropped in this month. We also talk about the actor and actress of the month, side role of the month, vertical of the month, and also crap of the month.
Oh gosh, I hope
and
we
had
made it
lately
that
to talk a lot about crap.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of subpar stuff in this industry for sure.
You know, I want to ask you that. How is the situation with your production company? Does any platform come to you and say, listen, we have their story, we want to get produced? Would you do that for us? Or are you, or can you choose which one you want to produce? Or is there sometimes not so a big possibility to choose because money is needed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yes, that's some of it. I try to keep our guys working, so
Yeah.
we try to say yes to as much as we can. But we do say no to stuff occasionally, whether it's because the budget isn't big enough or the script is really bad or whatever. We're busy enough that we can be kind of choosy about which projects that we want to take and which ones we don't. But typically, yeah, they'll come to us and say, "Hey, here's the script," or occasionally they'll say, "Hey, we would like for you guys to write a script."
Oh, okay.
In those cases, sometimes they have a concept or an idea, and they want us to write based on that idea. And other times, they're looking for concepts straight from us.
Okay,
So we
great.
just did one. I don't know if you saw it on Drama Shorts, the Sweetest Challenge. It was
When did it drop?
that one dropped in late December, I think. I want to say right before or right after Christmas.
You know, my problem is I'm really bad in
Yeah,
the
it's very, it feels very Great British Baking Show. It's she joins a baking competition, and there's some shenanigans and cheating, and falls in love with the host of the show and stuff like that. But that was a concept that that we came up with ourselves. We wrote the script ourselves and put that one together ourselves. We've had a few others. Good Girl, Bad Biker
I saw this one.
was another one. Oh yeah, good, good. I think it's another of our best. That one was directed by Casey Jackson and has Jess Jacoby in it, who's fantastic. Both of those and a few others here and there are original concepts that we come up with and have pitched to some of the apps that we work with, and they liked it enough to move forward with it. Other times, like I said, they give us scripts or they give us concepts, and we write a script based on their concepts and work with them to put it together.
Another show I really loved and I saw on your profile that you did it was Pool Boy, right?
Oh yes, yeah, we did.
Oh, heck yeah. The only thing I didn't like about this one that it was an interactive one. I hate
Yeah.
interactive ones, to be
Oh.
honest.
Yeah,
A
I've heard that from
lot
a
of
few
the
people.
audience hate
Yeah.
interactive ones. But it was the first interactive one I even watched from straight the beginning to the end. That
Oh,
was
good,
the
good.
first one. That was the only thing I didn't like, that it was an interactive one. But you know,
Yeah.
all the actors were so great. And I
They
spoke
really were.
just before that dropped. I did a podcast episode, and was talking about this one. And one of the leads told me, Michaela, you really have to watch it. I'm sure you will like it. And I said, yeah, but it's an interactive one. Yeah, watch it. You won't be disappointed. And he was so right. He
It
was
really was something special, I think. I haven't seen the entirety of that one, but what I have seen it is some of the best acting that I've seen in verticals, and those two really did have great chemistry.
yeah.
It was a lot of conflict between them and internal conflict. It really, and I feel like it really came through in a way that I think that one was something special.
But the second one, the water boy, was it water boy called now? With
Yeah.
also Declan and don't know his Skylan. What's his? I cannot
I don't
remember the
remember,
correct name.
unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, so they did the water. I think it was called water boy. But did you do also this one?
No, we didn't do that one actually, no.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't seen it. How was it as good? Was it how was
To
it?
be honest, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I
me
just
same.
no, for me it was kind of okay, Pool Boy now. What am it's a bit and it was published really close, you know? It was not so that you could say, okay, more than a half year later For me, it
Right.
was too close in the release dates to
Right.
watch. I don't know. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
what's the best? What do you like most when a client comes to you and said, "Listen, I have, I don't know, $400,000. Make me a good vertical out of it," and you were totally free in doing the rest. Oh, what kind of situation do you like most?
I mean, we love writing this stuff ourselves. I
Yeah.
think we have a great team of writers. I think that we have, in our time, doing these, we've really picked up a lot of the method to the madness, and have a pretty good understanding of what really makes a great vertical. So that's always fun for us. But that said, some of the scripts that are clients bring to us are really fantastic. And so I think the answer is, as much as I love writing our own scripts, it's more about, I really like working with great scripts, and we pride ourselves on, I've heard that we have gotten a reputation, Snow Story has, as having the best scripts, and that actors really jump at the chance to work with our scripts because they're not It, whether we're writing them or our client is writing them, they're never just like written by Google Translate. You know, there's always somebody, whether it's on our end or on their end, that's American, that's translating these, or writing them from scratch. But great scripts matters more to me than who's writing it.
Yeah, makes sense. What is needed for you to be a good script? What kind of storyline do you like?
That's tricky. It's less about a good storyline, because like we a great script can be a traditional, you know, vertical with billionaires and CEOs and or werewolves or all of the above, or it can be something that's a little lighter. You know, one of the favorite ones that we've done was Accidental Christmas Husband, recently, and that one was very Hallmarky, very you know, very, very cute
Cozy.
and sweet.
Aline from I Love Verticals, which is also in my monthly recap, she's always cozy, calling these verticals cozy. She needs
Yeah,
cozy verticals.
exactly. And so, and you know, there's been a lot of like CEO and the Country Girl. You said yourself,
Yeah,
it
I love
doesn't
this
quite
one.
fit that standard. But then there's other ones, you know, that we've done a few like thriller that are a lot of fun. So it's less, you know, which lane, which genre it's in, and more, you know, is it fun? Is it engaging? Does it give you those moments that you can see yourself in the character? And then do those moments really resonate? You know, I think that is what we get excited about, and what makes for a great storyline, a great script, more than any one specific genre. Because at this point, we've done, I mean, just about every genre that I've seen in
Have you done a
verticals.
vampire one?
No, we haven't. We have not done a vampire one.
Because I'm
We
missing
have.
lately the vampire ones. They're getting less.
Yeah. We had one that was. That was moving forward, but then just got scrapped. That was a vampire one, but we have not actually put out a vampire one. I'm sad to say, but vampire is, I like vampires. I think that would be a
You
cool
know, that's
genre to get
kind of
into.
the storylines and the mystery and the costumes and oh, they are so great. I started watching Verticals at summer 2023 and
Oh.
beginning on 2024, stuff like that, there were a much more vampire ones than lately.
Yeah. I
And
think werewolf too, like they've really kind of, I don't want to say wound down, but there's not as many werewolf ones as there
yeah,
were
I
in the
was
early days.
expecting a lot of vampire stuff for Halloween season,
You would
but
think, yeah.
nothing
And
dropped.
I would expect more vampire than werewolf, because you know, vampires are just so inherently more sexy to me, but you know, what do
Yeah,
I
but
know?
I spoke with Casey Esser, for example, And I told him, yeah, Casey, you as an alpha werewolf, I don't know. I believe more Cayman Cardiff and werewolf alpha, you know, he's so tall and
Right.
so. And then Casey said to me, yeah, because Casey did two vampires. And he said, yeah, I fit more better as a vampire. And I said, what do you think? Why? And he said, I'm always looking pale. I have the look for a vampire. I
Yeah.
said, yeah, that's true. There are not much about looking like a vampire, which a lot of actors have. You have to see a bit, as he said, the pale looking. And then I really loved every vampire one I saw. They had so great costumes. And the shooting locations were so mystery, mystical.
Right.
Oh, holy. And I miss them lately. I haven't seen. Lately, there were so many crap verticals dropping in storylines. Where almost 40 episodes banquet scene.
Yeah.
Is this a script you would turn down, or what's no go for you? Where is your border that you say, sorry, but I won't produce that one?
That's a good question. I don't know if it's if it's so much about a line, because one thing that Snow Story does in most cases, we have kind of a strict policy where we have our producers and our directors do a round of notes or a pass on the script when it comes from client, because sometimes these guys are giving us scripts that look like they were written by Google Translate, and so we do a pass on them. Or other times we have clients who are really great and have great writers, and so we'll give notes on what we want to see changed. So far, there's never been anything that have been like really like red flags. There have been a few that have been close, like maybe orange flags or pink flags or something like that. But typically, when we do our pass, we're able to kind of clean some of that up. We're able to steer our clients. That's one thing that has a benefit of the sheer volume that we've done and the number of big hits that we've done is a lot of our clients really do kind of rely on us to
They
kind of
trust
steer them in the
you.
right direction. And so when we say, guys, audiences won't really like this, they tend to listen. Not always, but for me, I think for that line to be there, it would have to be big problems with the script, and a combination of big problems with the script and a client that is absolutely resistant to those changes. That's where we might, run into a wall where we're like, you know what, this doesn't feel like something we want to attach our names to.
How big is your team at Snow Story Productions?
That is a great question, and the truth is, I don't fully know the answer. We have two teams in Los Angeles, and we'll probably be splitting into a third team in March. We have a team in Atlanta, a team in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a team in London. We are looking
Not
to
in
expand.
Germany. Not in
No, not in
Germany.
Germany. Nobody speaks German, and it's no story. I don't, and so we'd have to. It's something I'm definitely interested in exploring, but we'd have to
Because
find
I'm
a.
trying to push here shooting verticals in Germany.
Well, and it makes a lot
Because
of sense for the vampires. That
we
German
have
accent
great
would add a
castles
lot.
here. Do you know how great castles? You know,
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
doing also some acting stuff, and I have a big castle here in my hometown, and I shoot it with a French production, French movie in my hometown castle. That was so good. That was so good. And
Yeah,
also the landscapes here are so fantastic. And lately I saw the first casting calls here for a vertical shooting in Germany, but do you know what was the stupid part about it? They were
Oh.
only looking for influencers with a big follower range. So we need a production company here in Germany.
Well, maybe this is fortuitous then. Maybe we'll get something put together over there.
It's only 2 hours flight from London.
Okay, yeah, that's not far. And it would be easy with a London team, you know, it would be very easy to kind of like, you know,
Is it
bring in
easy
some of the
because
London
to bring
people,
all
train
the
up a team there.
equipment? Is it easy to fly all the equipment here? No.
Well, probably not like grip and electric stuff, but cameras, sure. Yeah, cameras pack up into a little case and they're pretty easy to travel with.
No, because funny part, as you said, you are able to write stories. I spoke with Teak Sadana, actor from New York, and we spoke about my life, and my life is like a really typical vertical story. And we decided that we have to put that in a script and have to make a vertical out of it. And funny part, we already did an AI generated film post. So the poster exists, but we need the story in a script. It would be the typical hospital rom-com style. Yeah. So, how many verticals have you done so far?
That's another good question that I don't know the exact answer. I know we're over
Roundabout
60.
60.
60, yeah. Yeah,
Really?
we now when you say you started watching him in the summer of 2023, I'm like, "Oh wow,
Yeah.
you're one of the true OGs." That
I'm
was
an
before we even
oldie.
got into
I'm
it.
an oldie. An oldie
Oh,
audience.
OG. Oh, in English we say OG. That's original gangster. That means you were one of the originals. We got into it at the tail end of 2023. Into and then so our first one was in 2024.
What was your first one?
Pregnant by My Ex's Dad. Another interactive one, actually. So you probably haven't seen it. But it was the first interactive one.
For real short, I assume,
For real
because
short.
also only real short is doing interactive. I know Drama Box had a few interactive ones, but most of the interactive ones are on. But I had the feeling that lately there haven't been so many interactive ones, at least,
They've
because
definitely been slowing down on it.
hopefully they recognize that the audience is not liking. Do you know why the audience is not liking the interactive ones?
I've heard that they're frustrated by the extra amount of payment. Like you're paying for the episode and then you're also paying for the choices, and it's like it's a little exhausting.
You have a membership and paying for the
Oh, right.
membership, and the membership is not really cheap. And then you
Right.
have to pay again. If I would, okay, yeah, you have the free choices also. But if I would watch one show, interactive one, every episode with the pay episode, it's stupid. Every episode got more and more expensive in coins. A weekly membership on Rooftop, for example, costs me 25 euros. And if I would watch one vertical interactive one with every time the coin ones, I have to pay for one vertical in total more than 60 euros.
Jeez. Yeah, that adds
And
up.
that's so stupid. That's the reason why I don't like the interactive ones. And sometimes, to be honest, the way you can choose, it's really silly what you can choose. How is
No,
it
I know about
shooting
that.
an interactive one? Isn't that kind of weird to shoot an interactive one when you
It
have
is.
always to shoot two ways how the
It makes it very confusing,
Okay.
the logistics of like, wait, what scene was this again? Because is it scene 16 or 17 or 18? Because the scene is broken up in the script based on before choice, during choice, after choice. And then there's a whole lot of like, okay, now hold, and the actors all have to hold still, and it makes things complicated, but we figured out kind of a rhythm and a routine to streamline it, so it's not so awkward anymore. But
Okay, so what was your second vertical? Okay, ask another way. What was your first not interactive vertical you shot?
our first non-interactive was called The Virgin and the Billionaire. also on Reel Short. It is, and it is still, it remains our biggest hit, and it was our very first non-interactive.
Who were the lead in it? Do you
Who
know
were the
that?
leads in that one? That was Rebecca Stoughton and Aaron Russell.
Yeah. I think I know which one.
Yep. It was a
It
very
was
like
Rebecca.
it, like a Cinderella type of a
Yeah.
story.
She has to work as a maid on her stepmom's house, isn't it? And
She
he's
works as a
a
maid. Yep, and
billionaire,
she
whatever.
looks exactly like her so pseudo sister that is in the house. And so they swap places.
Yeah, I saw this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly I saw, as I said, mostly the non-interactive ones I'm
Yeah.
watching.
Yep.
So, how did you get even into vertical productions or vertical shoot? How did you get into this vertical, crazy vertical world?
Yeah, through the interactives. They were looking for over at Real Short, they were looking for an outside production company to work with,
Okay.
specifically on the interactive ones. And I just got a call. And my team, we Snow Story, prior to the rise of verticals, we were a commercial production company. So we do commercials for like Disney and Walmart and Facebook and Pizza Hut and companies like that. And things had been a little slow during the writer strike, the SAG strike. And so when I got a call about doing this low budget thing, and I was like, gosh, that's the budget that we normally have for like a one day commercial shoot, but you know what? Sure, we'll try it out. We'll see if we can make it work. And I called up, you know, my team, and I was like, "Hey, do you guys want to do this?" And they were like, "Sure, yeah, let's
Try
try
it.
it." And we did an order of three for our first
Okay.
three, and those three went so well. You know, Pregnant by My Ex's Dad was a pretty big hit for Real Short. And so they decided to do more. And before you knew it, we were doing like three or four a month for Real Short there at the by the end of 2024. And yeah, that's how we got in. We kind of stumbled. I think the same way a lot of people got into verticals with this, they just kind of got a call and stumbled into it, and one thing led to another. And before you know it, I think we've made more now than any production company in the US at least.
No.
So
Did you
we
know what verticals were at that time?
no. When I got the call, I had never heard of a vertical. I don't think actually when we first started, I don't think anyone was calling them verticals yet. I don't think I remember hearing that term until midway through 2024, that oh, people are calling these verticals now. We because when we put out the casting notice for those first for those first few, there wasn't like a vertical category. Like we were like, how do we put this? We're just gonna call it like a movie, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the casting people had a million questions, like, what is this? Why are there so many intimacy scenes? We want to know who you guys are. What is this about? You know, because it raised a lot of red flags for them because of the kind of
Yeah.
content. Of course, they're not that raunchy. You know, you've seen them. They're spicy, but they're not
Compared to
as
the
raunchy as they
latest
sound.
verticals, the verticals of tw we spoke recently in the monthly recap, the verticals
Yeah.
of 2024 were in the storyline so much better, not so violent. Okay, there was also kind of slapping and stuff like that, but there was not so many violence. There was not so many stupid banquet scenes. There was not so many raping, kidnapping,
Yeah.
blood, stuff like that. The 2024 verticals were much more entertaining,
Good.
like the latest, really.
Yeah, we've managed to somehow steer clear of a lot of those types of scripts that you're talking about. I've heard about them a lot, and C Casey Jackson, who's one of our directors, has been offered a few and turned down a few projects that were just
Yeah.
really gratuitously violent.
Wow.
But we've managed to not even have those scripts come across
But
my
that's
desk.
good. But that's good because lately there were some really red flags in the verticals where the children are slapping the adults and didn't get disciplined and really, and where
Gosh.
animals and pets were murdered in a really creepy way in the
I've not even
first.
heard of that. That's awful.
I give you a tip. Listen to the Lately Monthly recap we spoke. And that's why we are craving for kind of going back to storylines like 2024, because okay, there was slapping, there was a bit, back stepmom, stepsister, this kind of trope. It was really fine, but not so really badly shitty like the latest story, really. And that's why we are also craving for kind of new genre. Because, for example, I'm really excited about the pilot verticals were shot lately. There were two shot lately. And I'm sure that on Not the Pirate Ship, there is a 40 episode banquet scene. That's not so good.
Probably not on the pirate
So the
ship,
chance
no.
is good that it's not this kind of trope happening in this vertical. And if you are watching so long, like me, for example, the story are so often repeating. Oh, I know exactly in some verticals after five episodes what will happen till the end because I saw it a few times. And then it's
Yeah,
not
there's
entertaining anymore,
Yeah, I'm a little baffled by it. I mean, I guess, we see the same thing in Hollywood. One big asteroid movie comes out, and then all of a sudden, two or three other big asteroid movies come out, and so you see trends like that. And it makes sense in the vertical space for people to kind of do that too, to say, "Ooh, this hockey romance is working. Let's make 12 more hockey romances." But I don't get it, and I certainly you get diminishing returns when you're talking about a Xerox of a Xerox of a Xerox, people loved the original and maybe they want to watch something similar, and so it's an easy layup, but I think it's much more interesting to make some more original stuff, and there's thousands of these romance verticals. I think there's so many different stories that you can tell that I think that there's a lot more left in the well before we need to start regurgitating in my mind.
Can you tell me why there haven't been so many verticals with kind more down to earth story? I don't need always the CEO billionaire and auctions where is 20 billion for this jewelry. I don't need that. I would love to see more, the color worker who falls in love with, I don't know, another down to earth, the typical normal relationships.
I don't know, to be honest. I know a lot of these guys are really chained to the data. They are really constantly analyzing the data of what is working and what is not working, and they know more than I do about that stuff. And something in that data is telling them, "Hey, billionaires works, CEOs works." But I do think I think maybe what they're missing too is like if everybody's working on that formula, everybody's working on that formula. You've got. It's always nice to be the only person over here doing this other thing because then you're unique. If there's 40 different billionaire CEO storylines, then you're going to watch, maybe the two or three or five, maybe even 10 best, but
Then it's
30 of them are
enough.
going to like are going to get go unseen. Whereas if you're the one person over here doing something a little bit different, you stand out from the crowd a little bit more, and maybe it's a risk, but
Do you see that the big platforms are willing to take the risk for new storylines?
yes and no. So it's different with different of the apps, and I want to, not say too much here,
No.
All of them are willing to take risks in some way, shape, or form. Now, the newer apps, I think that they have to be more cautious
Yeah.
because they're new. They have to make sure that they're turning a profit. So they're much more inclined to look over at what the big guys are doing and do things that are guaranteed hits to help them grow, because they're ultimately trying to become one of the big guys, and until they have that kind of cash flow, they can't afford to have even a few flops. The big guys, on the other hand, they have much more of that data analysis. They have much more of a finger on the pulse, and for them, I think it's a matter of low-hanging fruit. As long as this fruit is still good and is still right there for the picking, it's a lot easier for them to do. But it seems like all of those guys, whether it's Real Shorts or Drama Box or Flare Flow or My Drama or the big guys, they're setting aside a little portion over here to take risks with. I don't know where or how they decide which risks to take, but I know that they are doing it, but it's only a small subset. It's this stuff is the stuff that we know works, and then we're going to put this much over here into trying, throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. So hopefully some of it sticks, and we'll see some new genres and some interesting stuff.
You mentioned My Drama. My Drama is special because they have always new storylines. There you don't find the classic tropical vertical tropes. And for example, I don't know, have you ever watched a Ukrainian produced vertical?
Yeah, I've watched a few of
The
them, but
qualities is
and
so good of them in storyline and producing. They are so good. And
yeah.
for me, it's hard to believe they even film it in the middle of a war and they can put out such a good quality, you know? So
Yeah, I
why
think
is
well,
that
I think
possible?
the dollar, I know they have much longer number of days of shooting. I think the dollar just goes a little bit further in a country that's experiencing some pretty dire difficulties at the moment, where they're able to get a lot more bang out of their buck, whereas in America everything is very, very expensive, and
Do you
so
think that's
we
the
have.
reason why every show which is produced in Europe is so good? Because all the shows which were produced in Turkey are also so fantastic on Drama Pops. You can
Yeah,
turn
it's
on every
definitely.
show on Drama Pops and you never get disappointed.
Yeah, it's definitely a matter of the dollar just going further. They can shoot for more days, and more days means fewer pages that they have to get in a day. It means more money for things like stunts and locations and stuff like that, all of which is, cheaper over there. So I've heard wonderful things about those guys over there. Obviously, I don't know exactly how they do things and how their books work, but I know in America things are just more expensive than they are in Europe, especially Eastern Europe or Turkey or some of these other places.
Yeah, Italy, where I lately shot a few verticals, Lithuania. Yeah, another reason for you to make your
I know,
Europe.
I know. Agreed, agreed. We're working on it. We want to be over in some of those places so that we can have access to being able to have longer shoots, better production value,
No.
and more takes. If you have fewer pages to shoot in a day,
Yeah.
that means you get to have 3, 4, 10 takes to get that better performance that you want.
You know, another point for Germany is Candy Jar is based in Germany.
Really? I didn't know that.
If you are going to their imprint on the website, you see that they are in Berlin.
I really did not know that.
And Candy Jar, for example, produces only stories based on books.
Huh.
You didn't know that too, huh?
I did not know that, no. Candy jar is one that we have not worked with yet. So,
Maybe you should give it a try. And then you
Well,
should
we
convince him, yeah, we can shoot that in Germany. That would be
yeah.
two birds with one stone. A win-win for both of us, you know?
That's right. That's right. Well, I mean, I think before long, you're going to see verticals popping up in every country. Already you're seeing a ton of them in America, a ton of them in Canada, in the
Asia,
UK.
look in
Oh,
Asia.
I mean, obviously tons and tons in Asia, and just about every country in Asia, and all over Eastern Europe. You're starting to see them pop up in Central and South America and the Caribbean, and I like it's just such a phenomenon that's happening, that they're popping up everywhere. And I'm excited to see it. I think that this is something that is really challenging everybody's expectations of what kind of entertainment people want to watch and how people want to watch it. And I think the facts are the data's in. People want to watch stuff on their phone. They want to watch stuff on the go. And this is, as much as everybody complains about, oh, are we shrinking attention spans or whatever? Look, the people are already watching, TikTok videos or YouTube shorts or whatever. This is that, but now instead of just scrolling to the next one and the next one and the next one, you're continuing a story. This is lengthening
Yeah,
attention
absolutely.
spans,
To be honest,
in
since
my
I
opinion.
started watching verticals, I never used my TV again.
And I think that that's a great point. People are turning off their TV so that they can watch stuff on their phone. And it's not just that it's on your phone. It's also that the kind of stories that people are telling on your phone are superior in some way, some way to what you're watching on TV. I think that TV has gotten kind of bloated, and like the stories take too long and they're drawn out. They're not tight. They're not tight. They're not fast. They're not moving.
They are
And
not
I
going
think that
straight to the
TV,
point.
yeah. My wife and my brother and sister-in-law, when they were visiting over Christmas, they started watching this K-drama, and I caught a little bit of it, and I was like, this is a vertical, but it's for TV. And I'm hearing more and more that these K-dramas are just blowing up, and I think that it's because people want fast-paced stuff that doesn't feel like it's wasting your time by drawing out that so much of TV takes like a 3-minute scene and turns it into a 10-minute scene, or takes a 1-minute scene and turns it into a 3-minute scene. And it's like, stop wasting my time. Verticals,
Yeah, it
for
is.
all the bad things that everybody says about them, they don't waste your time. They value your time and they appreciate you giving them your time. And so they're giving you something every minute.
Yeah, take a look
And I think that that's.
how often the first 10 episodes are so overloaded with storyline because you want to get hooked the audience and so much is happening in the first 10 episodes that you cannot. But sometimes if the vertical is really good, I'm very disappointed when I'm straight at the end and say, "What, really? That was the last episode?" No, that's not, no, simply no. And it's so easy to watch it everywhere, you know? Even when you're going to the gym and you're doing kind of cardio, you can watch it. It's easy peasy to watch it everywhere. And that's why I like it so much. Because on the TV, you always have to sit down at the couch at home. And you cannot do it simply when you're just in the mood to take a look, you know?
Yeah, in retrospect, it's really funny that it took so long for this to develop. We've had these smartphones that were capable of this for over a de for decades now, and it seems so obvious now that of course people want to watch things on the go, and they want to watch things that are fantasies, that are wish fulfillments, that are an escape. TV and movies have gotten so bleak. I think that people in Hollywood, in my industry, they've forgotten that people want to check out. They want to forget about their problems for a minute. They don't want to get bogged down in more problems. They've got enough problems as it is, and these verticals, they're an escape. They're a fantasy. They're a moment that you don't have to worry about your mortgage or what your boss needs from you. You can just fall into these things and have a good time, enjoying a fantastic storyline with a love interest and dynamic characters.
What do you think, what improvement is needed in the vertical industry, though? Or what changes?
It's hard to say because certainly there is need for improvement. Like I am seeing them improve all the time. Like the production value, the quality of acting from the time that we first got involved to now has gone up exponentially. Like what passed for like a good vertical in the early days was really clunky and disjointed and felt terrible. And compared to now, they really look cinematic and fantastic. I think we're gonna see a lot of an explosion of new genres here in the next couple of years. I think that that's very much on the horizon, and that's very needed because, like,
Oh,
you know,
yes.
the romance stuff that we're seeing is great. But now we're pumping out a gazillion of them, and there needs to be a little more variety. So you can have your escape in the form of a whirlwind romance, or you can have your escape in like an Indiana Jones type adventure, you know, or a
Yeah,
um,
I would love
or
to
or
see
a oh.
criminal ones. I would love to see criminal ones.
Yeah, criminal ones, comedies, even sci-fi. There's some period stuff,
Yeah, there were
but
some, but lately not anymore.
yeah, but I think that we're going to see a lot of that, and that's one way that I want to see the industry kind of develop. I think that writers, and it's hard to say exactly in what way this is going to take shape, but I think that the writing is getting better. People are starting to understand the formula, what makes a good vertical, and are getting better at that. And I think they're only going to get even better at that in the next couple of years. I think that you're going to see stuff that is even tighter, even more just pulls you in, and is fun to watch and really gives you everything that you're looking for out of a vertical. I think that in a couple of years, you're going to be able to look back at the stuff that was coming out in 2024, 2025, and go, wow, I can't believe we liked that stuff because it's gotten so much better. Not because that stuff was bad, but it's gotten so much better. That's my hope. That's my expectation. But it's hard to say exactly how that's going to take shape. I think that this is kind of the Wild West, and everybody's still just kind of figuring out how it works, they'll continue to figure out how it works.
What do you think about that the big companies are now trying to get into this vertical spaces also, kind of the big money? We heard lately that the big film companies are streaming, like Netflix, stuff like that, want to try to get into the vertical space. Do you think that would be good or not so?
I think it'll be good, for a few different reasons. One, I think honestly, the more different people that are involved in the vertical industry, the better. You know, the more.
The competition.
Yeah, well, it means, you know, it means, you know, the dominant forces, the reel shorts and drama boxes, are going to have to fight to keep their positions. They're going to have to evolve. They're going to have to improve. They're going to have to get better, listen to their audience more, where, you know, otherwise they might not have to, you know. I also think that it's meaningful that the American companies are getting involved, I think, because what you see mostly right now in the vertical industry is it's tech people. They're people that their world is apps and iPhone stuff and tech related stuff. They're not really film people, and I think Now that Hollywood is taking an interest, I think that there's certainly a danger, I will say, in Hollywood coming in and trying to turn verticals into Hollywood. And I don't think that that's a good idea. They do have to keep in mind that these are verticals and that some of the things that they see as being bad are actually features, not bugs, and that they, you know, the whole Chesterton's fence metaphor, the like, you know, don't remove the fence just because you're not, if you wait and figure out why the fence is there before you try to remove it. But if they do that, if they're careful, if they pay attention, and they seek to learn about verticals and why they're working and how they're working, I think that they are going to elevate the format in a way that I don't think would occur to the tech-minded guys that are running some of the other companies. And like I said, the rising tide lifts all ships by those American companies, by those former Hollywood folks lifting, elevating the format. The other guys are going to be forced to elevate if they want to keep up. So I think Hollywood getting involved, I think new companies getting involved, is ultimately going to improve the format as a whole, for sure.
What if I would be a witch and I would say to you, listen, you have now one wish free for the vertical space. What do you, what would be your wish?
Gosh, that is a good question, and I do not have an answer ready for it. What would be my one wish for the vertical industry? That it, and I okay, here's my wish, and I also think my wish is going to come true.
Ooh.
That it would lead to a renaissance in the film industry. I think that there's something special about verticals, and that they are a much needed, like Hollywood has been stagnating for a long time, and I think that this is the first big, fresh change that's happened in Hollywood in a really long time, and the pendulum has maybe overswung, sure, because they're silly and they're this and they're that, and they have terrible low budgets and insane shooting schedules and all of this stuff, and I hope that that will swing back, but I think that just by verticals being here, Hollywood is never going to be the same. I think that verticals are a much needed, like, breath of fresh air, a whole different direction that can help Hollywood find its way, and that Hollywood and verticals will work in conjunction, not in competition with each other, because I feel like they're very different things. You know, I want to watch something different on the big screen in a dark theater with my bowl of popcorn than I do, you know, on my phone on the go while I am waiting for the bus or something. And so I want two different things, but I think that the way that verticals, that fast pace, that streamlined budget, I think that that can teach Hollywood a lot, and I think that Hollywood can help raise, like I was saying before, I think that they'll end up benefiting each other, and I think that we're going to see the kind of creativity that we haven't seen in a really long time. How long have people been complaining about Hollywood just putting out another sequel or prequel or reboot or the same IP over and over? And what are verticals but all original? Every single vertical, not one of them is based on an existing IP. They're all their own thing. And I think that Hollywood has needed that fresh blood for a long time. So I hope that I'm right, but if I have one wish, it's that all of this magic will rub off on each other, and that we will have a better Hollywood and better verticals, and we will see the kind of creativity and storytelling that hasn't existed in a long time in the film world.
What do you love on producing verticals? What makes it so special for you?
I am just a guy that likes making movies and telling stories and capturing things in film, and the way that you can tell a story through the medium of film is so different from, what you're able to tell on a book or just by me telling you a story around the campfire or something. There's something magical about the film industry. It grabbed me from a young age, and getting to make films for a living, getting to tell story through this medium is something special and something that a lot of times I get bogged down in the day-to-day, and I'm so tired and I'm so exhausted. And then I have to remind myself every once in a while that, like, I get to do something that I dreamed of doing as a kid, that you almost never think is really going to be possible. And here I am doing it and doing a lot of it. And it's awesome. So that's what I love about it is it's the thing that I always wanted to do. It's the thing I always dreamed that I would do. And verticals are different. It's a different way of doing it, but I've really embraced the vertical format. I think that it's fun and cool and inventive, and it's exciting to be a part of that reinvention of Hollywood that I was talking about. I feel like somehow I stumbled into being one of the forerunners of this huge shakeup in the industry, and it's exciting to be a part of it. It feels like a whirlwind. Like, I don't know which way is up, and it's exhausting, but it's also really exciting.
Yeah, I can believe that. I want to ask you one more question because before I will ask you the five question quickie I'm always asking.
Yeah.
Do you watch your own produced verticals, or have you ever watched a vertical from the beginning till the end?
Yes, I don't watch all of them because we just put out way too many shows
Yeah.
for me to be able to watch all of them, but I do watch a lot of them, and I do watch a lot of the ones that we don't produce too. I've seen
Which
some
genre
really,
you prefer?
you know what? Honestly, I really like the young adult stuff because to me it feels very like
Oh,
90s or
then you
early
are right on
2000s.
Candy Jar. Candy Jar had dropped lately so many young adult
Yeah.
stuff.
But they're fun. They feel like Disney Channel stuff, like I like them. Like, they
Like
feel
Hannah
nostalgic to me.
Montana.
Yeah.
So. You are really special when you're saying that you're watching your own verticals, because to every director I spoke or every actor or actress, the most of them said, "No, I'm not watching that. I don't
Really?
need to take work with me home. I know exactly
Yeah.
how it was. No, I'm not watching that."
That's
Okay.
funny. Yeah,
So,
I get
do
it,
you
I
read the
guess,
reviews about your produced verticals? Are you reading
Sometimes.
reviews?
Not all the time, but when I catch them, when I see them, I get excited and I read them. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Fancy. Yeah. So, five
Do
questions.
other people not? Is that unique too? I like I'm always
Yeah.
curious, what do people think of our
Yeah.
stuff, you know?
You know,
All right.
for example, Kirby Elwood told me she loves reading the reviews because she wants to know how she can improve and how she, you know, what the people are thinking about the stuff she's doing. But for mostly of the actors, the job is done on the last shooting day.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's pretty typical. That's pretty
Maybe they
typical.
are taking a look what kind of special scenes, how they turned out, because they're curious about how it turned out in the end, and then they are taking a short look, especially on one, two scenes. But for most of them, it's done after it. But on the other side, reading reviews, some of the actor actresses or directors I love really reading the reviews, because they say, yeah, I want to know the opinions the people have
Right.
about it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's always different. I know from a lot of reviewers, and that's why I love to talk with my review ladies in a monthly recap about also the crap of the month, you know. I know from a lot of review pages that they are only posting the review for example, they have a ranking from 1 till 5. They are only putting reviews when they are more than 3.5 in the ranking.
Yeah,
Other stuff
that
they
is one
don't
nice thing
post,
is
so.
I tend to not have to read any bad reviews. You know, whenever I see it, it's always because, you know, they liked it and so they wanted to put out a review. And that's really nice of them. You know, there's a whole lot of critics who have made careers on being, this was terrible. Oh, I hated it. It's the worst. Don't watch it. And they could do that, you know, and they'd probably get more clicks, but they're really kind.
No,
All
it's
the
not about
reviews.
the clicks. We are in the monthly recap. We are giving constructive critic. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? We are talking why exactly we don't like to watch it or what in
Yeah.
our opinion was a bit shitty. Because sometimes the story and stuff is good, but the post-production ruined the whole vertical. It's not
Yeah.
comfortable to watch because the
Yeah.
sound is shitty or I don't know, stuff like that, you know? On the other side, there are storylines, as I said before, crossing really lines with the
Yeah.
storylines lately. So I think it's also important that we are talking about why we don't like some kind of stories. It doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't make sense to say, yeah, that's shit. No
Yeah.
one, yeah, you know, if I don't like anything, I got asked often from actor, actress, or directors. They said, yeah, Michaela, a new show of mine will drop. Would you mind watching it and giving me your opinions? I'm not posting reviews on Instagram. I'm giving then my opinion in an email in 3 points, kind of how was the cast, how was the storyline, and how was my impression of the production side, like sound, costumes, I don't know. So these are not the typical shortened review, it's more. But if I don't like anything, I'm always giving you a reason why I didn't like it.
Right.
So then, in my opinion, it's good to know also for the producer, director, actor, actresses, because otherwise they cannot improve, you know?
Right.
So you have to make a difference. If I'm saying only, no, that's shit, or if I'm saying that's shit because of.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking. No. And I know that a lot of reviewers are only posting because they don't want to upset someone.
Yeah.
They are only posting stuff they like. So yeah, it's not so kind of the real picture you can get
Yeah.
about our stuff because, as you said, most of the time you can only read the nice ones. So yeah. Yeah, we
Yeah.
will see. So 5 question quickie.
All right, let's do it. Lightning round.
What's your favorite dish? What do you love to eat?
I am all about seafood, so I choose seafood generally if I'm allowed, but if I have to pick exactly, snow crab legs. I'm a crab legs guy.
Can you cook?
I can cook, actually, yeah. I'm a
Ooh.
very good cook.
Have you ever
I'm
produced a
Southern,
cooking
so
vertical?
it comes like you're not allowed to, you can't grow up in the South and not learn how to be a good cook.
Okay.
You may not know this about the US, but all of
No.
the best cooking in the US comes from the Southeast, where
Really?
I'm. Oh yeah, that's where soul food, if you've heard of soul food,
Yeah.
that's where that comes from, like fried chicken. You know, collard greens, you know, all the good stuff, you know,
All the
nothing
good
healthy,
stuff.
but all tasting
Have
good,
you ever
everything
been
from
in
fried
Germany
bacon.
and tasted German food?
I have never been to
We have
Germany,
also here
unfortunately.
really great stuff to eat.
I have heard that.
Also in the
I'm.
south. I'm living in the south, so
Yeah.
yeah, it fits with the south is coming the good food. Yeah, makes sense. So, have you ever produced a cooking vertical? No.
The baking one, not a
Yeah, the
cooking,
bake.
but baking.
It's the same
Yeah.
discussion I had lately with Ryan Larson. He said, yeah, I can cook. Didn't you see the cinnamon rolls? That's not cooking, that's baking. That's the
Yeah.
same. No, it's not.
No,
Okay.
my wife will tell you for certain because I'm the cook in the family and she's the baker in the family and I can't bake whatsoever. If I say that she can't cook, I'd get in big trouble. She can
No,
cook,
so
but I'm
beep,
the better cook. I'm
beep,
the better cook. No,
don't say that. Beep. She's
no. She
great.
is a good cook, but I am a better Cook. I think she would agree with that. I don't mean to, that's not a
I have
knock
a
against
better
her. I'm
one.
just,
Okay.
I like cooking.
It's okay. Yeah, cooking is great. I published a cookbook. So I love
Oh,
cook. Yeah,
very
German
cool.
food.
Kudos. Yeah.
Yes. So, second question. I know it's kind of a typical question maybe you got asked. Do you have yourself a comfort movie you love to rewatch when you're in a bad mood or stuff like that? Or a movie you can rewatch a thousand times because every time it fascinates you watching it?
Yes, Aliens, the second one, by James Cameron. I watch it. I have probably watched that movie 1,000 times.
Really?
It's yeah. I think it's a great movie. I love it every time. I love the characters in it. And it is sometimes my kind of go-to movie if I'm feeling kind of down. You know, it's one that I'll just put on, mostly because I've seen it so many times. I watched it so much as a kid. But it's Aliens.
Is it possible for you to watch a movie kind of neutral? And not thinking about, nah, I would have done this another way. Nah, they maybe could have done it in shooting way. Nah, are you a critical watcher or can you simply enjoy a movie without thinking about the whole production stuff behind?
You know, it's funny, but I think that I can, and it's typically my wife who's like, "Ugh, why did they do this? Ugh, they shouldn't have done that." And I'm like, "Stop. Can't we just like turn your
Can we
brain off
simply
and
watch
let's
that,
watch,
please?
yeah, let's just watch the movie." But I used to be like that, and I don't know what changed. Maybe I like it got too exhausting or something, and I just now I kind of just turn my brain off. Don't get me wrong, if it's really bad, I'll be like, "Ugh,
Yes.
you would do this and that and whatever." But if it's really good, or even if it's like mediocre, I'll just kind of be like, "Yeah, it's
It's
fine."
okay. You can
It's just
simply
it's
enjoy it.
yeah.
Huh,
I think that's
that's
the best
good.
way.
And what music type are you? What do you like music?
I classic rock, like 70s, 70s, 80s, 90s was my era, so like that alternative genre stuff from the 90s, I was really into, and I still really like.
So, like the Foo Fighters and stuff like that?
Actually not the Foo Fighters specifically. No offense to the Foo Fighters, but I'm not a big Foo Fighter fan. I'm a big Led Zeppelin fan, Red Hot
Oh,
Chili
that's good.
Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is good. That's really good.
Yeah, I like them a lot. Who are my go-to bands? Green Day,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
you put me on the spot. Bush is another of my favorites. Sublime. A lot of that like 90s era
Bryan
stuff.
Adams stuff also.
Yeah, I like Bryan Adams. I also and that's more like soft rock to me, but I like that soft rock that you got in the 90s that kind of only existed then, it seems like.
Yeah, and it was the best time for music in that
Yeah.
case. You know, I grew up with the music from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. It's the
And
best.
the music
These
now is
kids
not
these days, they're
so
listening
good.
to
Yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But to be honest, when I'm a lecturer at the university and my students are now round about 19 years old. They don't know what good music is. They have this
No.
electro synthesized shit, but no.
My kids just want to listen to K-pop Demon Hunters over and over and over and over and over, but then they're 3, so that their musical taste will hopefully evolve.
Hopefully. We'll see. So, two questions left. If I
Okay.
will come to you and would say a question, which one of your verticals I should definitely have watched, what would you tell me?
Am I only allowed to pick one, or how many am I
Yes.
allowed to
And
pick?
you can do a
Just
top
one?
three, okay? You did
Okay,
60,
top
so
three.
you're fine to do a top three.
Well, I mean, you already said that you've watched CEO and the Country Girl, so I'm going to skip that. I would normally say CEO and the Country Girl because it's wonderful,
It's really
and
lovely.
it's just a cute and nice and
A
heartwarming,
cozy
and
one.
yeah, it is. I've heard. I will admit that I have not seen one of the ones that I have not seen is called Stolen Son on Drama Shorts. That was directed by Casey Jackson, and is supposed to be just absolutely fantastic. I have seen a few scenes from it, and I was really impressed by those scenes. It really feels cinematic in a way that very few verticals
Stolen.
do.
Is it an when do you know roundabout when it dropped?
Probably like November, I want to say, of last
Oh, it's
year.
kind of newer one. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I haven't
Might have been
seen it.
October, but I think it was November.
Yeah, I think I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Bad Biker is another one.
Yeah, I saw
It's
that
Good Girl,
one.
Bad Biker, which you said you have seen,
I saw that
is
one.
another one that we're really proud of. And you know what? Selfishly, I'm going to say you got to watch Sweetest Challenge because it's the baking one. I directed it myself, and so I love it. It's very cute. Hopefully, it's a very cozy
Which
watch as
platform
well.
was that again?
That one's another Drama Shorts.
Drama short. Okay.
We do a lot with those guys. Okay, now I've gone way past three, but you've seen a bunch of these already, so they don't count. But there's one
Okay.
that I really I loved in particular, called I think it's True Heiress Saves High School on Real Short. It's a young adult one, and again, I'm partial to the young adult ones. But it was just really cute. The girl that's the lead is really fantastic. I think it was her first vertical. I could be wrong about that. I don't hate me if I'm wrong about that. But she was so good. The villain was so good. The rivalry between the two girls, the main girl and her bully, was just really fun. And it just had like a, I don't know. That one to me was very what I was talking about, feeling very Disney Channel, feeling very fun and silly. I really like that one a lot. It's one of my favorite. It's probably not even cracks our top 10 best, but it was one that I really liked.
Okay. I haven't seen this one.
Yeah.
I haven't,
It wasn't a big hit.
to be honest, I haven't watched lately a lot on Real Short because they put out so many shows, but more quantity than quality, you know?
I've heard that lately about them. Yeah, that's a
So
bummer.
that's the reason why I don't have actually at the moment a membership for Real Short. And you know, there are so many platforms. I cannot purchase in every platform a
Oh yeah.
membership. Oh, holy
It's
crap. Then I'm
yeah,
bankrupt.
yeah, there are a lot of them. It is mind-boggling how many different apps there are nowadays.
They're coming up so much more.
Yeah.
Every time I see a new ad on Instagram, I get shown a new ad. I have the feeling that it comes also with a new platform.
Yeah, that
Ha.
definitely feels like it. Yeah, for sure.
Who is thinking about the audience who had to purchase money to watch shows? There are more than 200 platforms. That's really silly. So, last question. Which genre you want to see more on you in the vertical space or do more?
Well, that's tough. I'm a comedy guy, and so what I want to see is comedy. I think that good comedy could be really good in a vertical format for your phone. You already see like YouTube shorts with really funny little
I
sketches.
would love to see a
I think that there's
parody
a
out of
way.
a vertical. I would love to see a parody about shooting a vertical. You know?
I have pitched a few different companies, like, hey guys, you got to do the parody. Like, this
Oh,
would be huge.
yes.
Everyone would watch it. And no, so far nobody has taken the bait on that.
I can tell you absolutely yes.
It would be huge. Like
Oh,
they don't
yes.
understand. And we want to make it. And I guarantee every single vertical star would be like lining up to be in that one because they would want to do it so bad.
Oh,
But
yes.
personally, now and that said, I don't know if I don't know if comedy is quite right yet. I think that maybe it doesn't quite match the business model that they
You
have,
have
but
to
maybe
write
once
your
we
own
start
script in the comedy because you cannot use a comedy script from China. That that's definitely not work.
But that's just me selfishly, because that's the genre that I like making the most, and that's the genre that I have done the most with my commercials and stuff like that. I tend to be a comedy guy,
And you will
and
find a
so
lot of
that's
actor
selfish.
and actresses for that, I can tell you, because everyone I'm asking in the five question quickly exactly this answer, this question, which genre, it's mostly every time comedy.
I think it would be fun. Everybody would love it. It would be a good time. But it's comedy's hard to write, you know. So it's a whole new ball game, and would be tough.
If I will win the lottery and I will come to you and say, Austin, listen, I have $400,000. Can you make me a comedy vertical? Would you do that?
In a second, no
Good.
question.
No, just asking, you know, maybe someday
All
that
right.
will happen.
Let me know. Keep me posted. Whenever you find the money, let's make it. I'm
Then
in.
we have to produce it in Germany, okay?
Deal.
Good. That's
Deal. There's funny.
really good.
Fly over a couple of hilarious comedians, and we'll round
Yeah.
up all the funniest people in Germany, and we'll shoot it in a castle, and it'll be awesome.
Everyone is expecting, oh, a nice castle. Oh, yeah, it's a time capsule one. And then there is.
Well, it'll be like a time travel one. A couple of
Hasn't
fish out
there
of
been
water, and we'll get stuck in
a
a.
comedy one out of Robin Hood? Was he called Men in Tights or stuff like
Men in
that?
Tights.
Right? There
Mel
was a time
Brooks.
capsule comedy.
And it's great. It's a classic.
Yeah, I love it. I really love it. Okay, so we have a plan. 2026. Maybe will
Done.
be
I'm
our
in.
year, huh?
I think so. I think that this is, I keep telling people, 2024, we were flying under the radar. It felt like every time we talked to somebody, they were like, what are verticals? I've never heard of that. 2025 is the year that everybody kind of like took notice of what we were doing. Like, what is this vertical stuff? And 2026 feels like it's going to be the year that, it just explodes. It is, this whole thing is just blowing up. And
I hope
I
you're
think that
right.
2026 is going to be wild.
I hope you are right. I hope. We will see. Austin, I thank you so much for your time and talking to me. It was really a pleasure. And I'm still hoping you are keep going, putting out some great verticals.
Thank you. And likewise, it's been wonderful talking to you. I'm going to try it, Michela.
No.
Time.
Michaela.
Michaela.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, all right, close, close. I got close. I'm
But
proud of
I will
myself.
ask you if I would ask you in 1 hour again, you forgot it already. I can tell
M
you.
Michaela. Misa Michaela.
Michaela. Shh,
Mis
shh. Michaela.
Mis Michaela.
No, not this. Not the S. It's a sh. Michaela.
Mis Michaela.
Maybe a bit, yeah.
I'm bad at German. It's established.
Another
But I
reason to come
tried.
over.
Yes. And
There are
try the fantastic
only,
food.
you know, there are only reasons to come over.
Yeah, I agree. I've never been,
So,
and that's sad. I would like to cure that sometime. So
if
let's
you
make
are
it
ever
happen.
coming over, let me know.
Comedy in Germany in a castle.
I will make the catering.
Done. So, well, it's going to be good then, because you've written a cookbook.
And I cooked in different TV shows here in Germany also for
Well, there
two
you go.
star Michelin chefs.
Oh, wow.
I was
That's
invited.
very impressive.
I was invited to some TV shows here in Germany to cook for them and get
Wow.
judged by them.
Oh,
Yes.
wow. How did they judge you? Good, I assume, I hope.
The dog who died lately.
Wow.
I bought from the first money prize I got from a judge in a TV cooking show.
Wow. So you did win.
And I have
Congratulations.
downstairs in
That's.
my kitchen. I got honored with a kind of medal. It's called Plate of the Day. It's a dish, really expensive dish, where it's with plate of the day, and I have it downstairs in my kitchen, lightened up and kind of. And from every TV cooking show, I was totally in four of them. I have a kind of hall of fame in my kitchen with pictures from every TV cooking show and the prizes I got there and stuff like that. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, congratulations. That's very
So
impressive.
I will do the catering and maybe I will hopefully get a little role. That I can do also kind of acting
Of
stuff.
course. Yeah, of
But
course.
I will do the catering. You know,
All right.
I was told from all the actors and directors when I'm asking them what's a must on set, they are always saying good food. So
It's
that's the
true.
reason why
That
I'm
is a
saying.
film industry-wide well-known fact.
Yeah, so I can take care of this. And
Good.
maybe we
Good.
can
Well,
drop it then to Candy Jar, you know?
okay. Yeah. Well, if their offices are there, why not? Seems
Yeah.
like it seems like a match made in
We
heaven.
can knock and say, "Hey, listen, we were doing a great stuff shit. You should because I'm sure
Yeah.
Candy Jar is more willing to take some new risks for new stuff."
Yeah.
Okay, we have a plan, Austin.
We have a plan.
We will talk in 1 year again how the plan goes.
No, it'll be sooner than that. We'll make it happen sooner than that. No,
Yeah, you
within
know,
6 months.
we will talk in 1 year again that we can tell everyone
Oh.
where to watch it, you know.
There you go. That's much better. Much better. That's a plan.
We can make an advertising episode for our
Yeah.
vertical then, okay?
That's
That's
right.
good.
All
Thank you
right.
very much and have a
Thank
nice
you.
day.
You as well. It was a pleasure.
Bye.
Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.